Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And get ready for a wild ride here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Right at the top of the show, I have to say my condolences go out to so many people this past couple of weeks, but particularly I think what is incredibly, incredibly awful, what a terrible sight to see, In another way, a beautiful sight to see, that at a gas station there's been so many flowers and teddy bears and little memorials for a police officer that people can barely even drive onto the one side anymore to get gas. So here's the thing. The suspect in the deputy's killing that rocked us over the weekend, they found that he has been found mentally incompetent in 2012 is what they're saying, because it's the scramble to look for what the motive is. So the deputy was Darren Goforth, Duran Goforth. And here he was just getting gas after a routine traffic stop kind of thing. And out of nowhere, although this is captured on camera, surveillance cameras at the gas station, Shannon Miles comes up to him and assassinates him right there, then and there. But it was just 3 years ago that this Miles character was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after fighting a man at a homeless shelter over the TV remote control, kicking him and punching him and injuring him in his back and his head and all that kind of stuff. So he was found mentally incompetent and he was sent to a state mental hospital for 6 months. He was determined to be competent and sent back to the county for trial, but they couldn't find the assault victim. The case was dropped. So now, Shannon Miles is charged with capital murder in the killing of Goforth, who was pumping gas, as I said, into his patrol car on Friday night at 8:30, when a guy approaches, who was Miles, from behind him and shoots him 15 times. Monday, he was wearing a yellow jumpsuit. He's been assigned to high security inmates, his wrists and ankles shackled when you see that. He didn't really speak. The judge, of course, admonished him. And now he's got to undergo psychological examinations as part of the background investigations. Harris County prosecutors have already filed a request with the county psychiatric center for documents about his treatment. Mm. The president made a condolence call to Goforth's widow and said, you know, he would continue to highlight the bravery that police officers show in the communities every day, putting their lives on the line for our safety. After this happened, and people were just on fire about it, as they should be, here's what the local DA had to say.
What happened last night is an assault on the very fabric of society. It is not anything that we can tolerate.
We've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, cops' lives matter, too. So why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter?
And I agree with that sheriff. I thought he made a very good point. Why don't we say all lives matter? Because these cops are tired of being targets, and they have targets painted on their backs. Targeting police officers is completely an affront to all of us and is absolutely unacceptable. Killing him in cold blood that way. I mean, he wasn't going to survive that. He was found in a pool of blood next to his car. And the surveillance video shows it. Shows what happened. He put a gun to the back of his head and he shot. He continued to unload the gun even when the deputy hit the ground. And then he drove away in a pickup truck. Just right around the corner. Right around the corner they found him. Wow. Unbelievable. And here's the thing, because of the background, what do you think about him being tried for being, just rule him incompetent. Say that he was crazy at the time. That they'll chalk it up to mental instability. The defense lawyers didn't want to talk about retaliation because the thought is now that's retaliation. And he was just targeting anybody in a uniform. But again, bravo to Sheriff Ron Hickman, who said, and I'm going to say it again, we heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, cops' lives matter too. So why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter and take that to the bank? Clearly, these cops are shaken up, and they should be. Of course. The motive is part of the deal. What is the motive? But because of the history, it may be easy to do the insanity thing. And is that a raw deal for the Goforth family to chalk this up to insanity? Is that a raw deal? I'm going to say, yes, he was ambushed. I mean, there's too many cops that are being ambushed. This dramatically has to be on the rise. If we're talking about it, and I guarantee on this show we've talked about it a lot more than I would like, then it's on the rise. And I love this. Donors are dropping off they're just dropping off everything. They're dropping off money. They've dropped off $75,000 for the family at the gas station where he was killed. They have a GoFundMe page. It's already raised $100,000. And I love that. To help this family. To do something to help this family that now has to go through the shock, the grieving process, and two kids grow up without a father. For what reason? Already in a dangerous line of work. Already in that position. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, Hillary Clinton. Well, it wouldn't be a show if we weren't talking about Hillary Clinton and her emails, would it? I'll tell you one thing. I have a friend who's a newspaper columnist in Dallas. He used to be a columnist in Philadelphia. His name is Dave Lieber. And Dave Lieber loved to argue with me about Hillary Clinton and the fact that Clinton, he's a Democrat, that Clinton was not going to, there's just no way she was not going to get the nomination, because I would tell him, you know, this was a year and a half ago, she's definitely the nominee. She's going to get the nomination. It's going to be her. And now I get to eat crow. But did I know about the emails and the server at the Clinton castle? No. Because it doesn't mean that she still can't be the nominee. But let's put it this way. It's a coin flip now. Before, she bagged it. I don't care who else was going to run. But now Hillary Clinton might not be the opponent for the Republicans in 2016. Stay with us. Hop in the fence. Hop with me.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? We need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kevin Ring is in our virtual green room. He's the director of strategic initiatives for families against mandatory minimums. He's also the author of Scalia Dissents, Writings of the Supreme Court's Wittiest, Most Outspoken Justice. What a great title for a book. Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So there's been a lot of debate, obviously, since what happened last week. Very sad story, as you know, from Roanoke, Virginia. Reporter and her photographer killed during a live broadcast, and another woman from the Chamber of Commerce injured. Luckily, she survived that. But now move on to talking about guns again and what has to happen in our country with guns. So what state are we at? And it becomes a whole gun grabbing thing. What's your take, first of all, on how come every time we have one of these incidents happen, this kicks open again?
Well, I think there's a lack of imagination. I also think, you know, when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. And I think if you support gun control, you find every reason to, you know, every incident becomes a new reason to support it. And I think this case is one in particular where he passed the background check, and there's really no law or regulation that was going to stop this madman from getting a gun. And so at FAM, we're always concerned about new laws passed in reaction to specific events because those tend to be the worst criminal laws we get.
Yeah, so what do you do at FAM? What do you do when a story like this hits and you go on, I'll say, the offense? What do you do? What do you tell people?
Well, we say, think for a minute. You know, stop and think. Don't react. You know, there's an old expression, don't just do something. You know, stand there. And Congress usually does the opposite. And so the worst criminal justice laws we have are those that were passed in the immediate aftermath of a tragic incident. So, for instance, when Len Bias, the basketball star from the University of Maryland, was drafted by the Celtics, died of a cocaine overdose, immediately we got saddled with long, counterproductive mandatory minimum sentencing laws, which now, conservatives and liberals are joining. getting together to finally revisit. Every time we see something, Congress passed first by federalizing what was normally a state crime and then jacking up the penalties for that. And then we look 10 years later and we say, well, that was a mistake. But that's, it's because things are made in the heat of battle. And so our first reaction is usually just think about what you're doing first, stop, you know, hold on, investigate what really was the cause here, whether a new law is going to do anything to fix it.
Yeah, so talk about those mandatory minimums. As you said, this is kind of a road of agreement between two ideologically very different groups.
It is, and it's amazing, because it's not just the libertarian right who is joining with folks on the left. It's traditional conservatives, American Conservative Union, people like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, Congressman Sensenbrenner. It's been pretty amazing to watch, and it's because I think... Well, there's two things. One, I think culturally, I think there used to be a sense growing up that no one knew somebody in prison. And today, I think that's not the case. I think everybody knows somebody who's gone to prison, at least one person. And the numbers bear that out, because 1 in 100 adults is under some sort of supervisional control, you know, jail, prison, or probation. And so there's that aspect, which I think is more cultural. The other is, I think conservatives finally turned a critical eye to the criminal justice bureaucracy in the same way they do with other agencies. If the same sort of waste and abuse went on at EPA or FDA or one of the other federal agencies that's been going on at the Bureau of Prisons, this would have been fixed a long time ago, and there would have been more oversight. But I think there is a habit, or there was a reflex on the right, to say, well, look, this is a legitimate function of government. We have to keep the bad guys. And so there wasn't any critical cost-benefit analysis, for instance. Are we getting the best bang for the buck for the taxpayers? Yes, we want to keep the bad guys locked up. But do these sentences make sense? Or are we just making things worse because these people come out and reoffend? So yeah. I think that's why the conservatives have come around, and so we've seen a groundswell.
Yeah, and obviously in being involved in this and having the conversation there, that has to make you feel a little optimistic that something might change.
It looks good, and you know, this is one of those things where it's always easier to kill something than to pass something. So, you know, I think everyone's cautiously optimistic, but they know there's still a ways to go. There's still some holdout lawmakers who are in powerful positions. And then the devil will be in the details. You know, I mean, if we pass something that reforms drug mandatory minimum laws, but then enact Kate's Law, this new proposal to impose a 5-year mandatory minimum on anyone who reenters the country, you might as well not even pass the reforms, because that'll overwhelm them with that we will just have to start building prisons tomorrow and not stop for a long time. So it's one of those things where you don't want to take one step forward, two steps back.
And if you get into the prison thing, too, it's that whole privatization of the prisons. But the prison system, it's like a wicked cobweb to try to pull that apart, isn't it?
It is. And I think there's two things. One is it's complicated. It's not easy, because if you are attacking some agencies, it may not only be bureaucratic and full of waste, but you may not actually even like much of their mission. And so it's a little easier to take an axe to it. With the Bureau of Prisons, we all know we need prisons. We need to keep bad people.
Yep.
Away from civil society, so we want to be careful about how we approach that. And then you get into real sticky issues. Some are philosophical about, you know, how much is for deterrence, how much is just punishment, you know, retribution because he did something wrong. I mean, no one thinks Bernie Madoff is a threat to society, but what he did was so egregious, we want him locked up. So that's one end of the spectrum. But then you have people who may be like a first-time drug dealer, and we want to punish him, but we also don't want to make him worse off and therefore us worse off by, you know, housing him with a bunch of tougher criminals where he's going to come out worse. So it's complicated. It's not easy. And this debate in the past has been so polarized that it's made it hard to find solutions. And I think the thing about conservatives coming forward on this is it's a real Nixon goes to China moment. It's going to take conservative support, because liberals have, you know, rightly or wrongly been seen as soft on crime in the old debates. And so I think this is why it's going to take conservative support, and that's why it's good to see it.
We're speaking with Kevin Ring here on America Tonight. And, Kevin, you know, the other thing is when we go back to gun control and what happens whenever there's something terrible and that becomes the buzz in the backyard because we're saddened by the needless slaughter of people. It's just unbelievable what's happened to these families connected to this reporter and to this, and also to this videographer. But one of the arguments about, listen, why do we keep, you know, this gun violence is up and we need to have gun control. But does gun control work in Europe? That's always gets thrown up. And when I look at the numbers, it doesn't really bear that out, does it?
No. And I think that, well, and there's, you know, and this is why this topic is so complicated, too. Violent crime is up from last year, but it was down for 20 straight years. And so even when you hear the statistics now saying at this pace, you know, homicide, you know, gun shootings will be up 40%, that'll be from a historic low. So sometimes numbers can be played with in a way that, you know, is interesting and it can drive news, but it doesn't really matter. It's not all that relevant. I mean, if you had 112 shootings and you went up to 120, I mean, statistically, that's a significant difference, but, you know, it doesn't really affect people's safety. And so I think things get confused in that regard. But no, this is the problem with a lot of these gun control proposals. And, you know, it's really not, FAM's focus is usually just on the sentences that get attached to these. But, you know, we have, you know, 100 million more guns, you know, or 70 million more guns in the last 30 years, and violent crimes at its lowest level. So when you try to find causal analysis, it's really hard. I think, again, it's just when you're a hammer, everything's a nail, and if you already believe that this is a problem, then you're looking to impose this as a solution. But these last few high-profile incidents were people who had lawful guns. I mean, if the fix is supposed to be a background check, it didn't work because these people passed one. So, you know, it's frustrating, but that doesn't mean we should do something stupid just because we want to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before you fly, tell me about your book.
Oh, Scalia Descends. It's actually a little old now, but the good news is I'm going to do another updated version. That'll come out next year. There's no other Supreme Court justice that you could, you know, collect his opinions and let them stand on their own because, I mean, as good as Thomas is or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you're on the left, they're not fun to read. But Scalia writes excellent opinions. He's a great writer and a great rhetorician. And so I wrote that I collected his opinions in 2004. Next year is his 30th anniversary on the court, so there'll be a new version coming out. But it's just, if you are at all interested in constitutional law or in just witty writing, it's really fun.
All right, I love it. Kevin Ring, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here on America Tonight, because I'm about to douse you with a whole bunch of information, things that are happening right now, buzz across the land, not just here in the United States, but in other parts of the world, including this. We've got violence erupting all over the place in Kiev. So what's going on there? What's happening there? Well, of course, you have dozens of people that are now injured, some of them hospitalized, because you've got the Ukraine area being torn apart. Have we forgotten about it? It wasn't too long ago that we had Luke Vargas on this show reporting from the Ukraine and talking about the Crimea and what was happening there. And now if you look at any of the photographs from the front lines, I'll call it loosely, of the Ukraine, the war is hardly over there, especially in Kiev. Not at all. I mean, people are still going out doing what they do, going to movies, going to restaurants and whatnot. But at any moment, you will notice signs of, the annexation of the Crimea and the fighting in the east bordering with Russia. It's not done. You have checkpoints outside of the city of Donetsk. Now a big-time separatist stronghold, and you see them clashing here and there. So the war is mostly in a certain buffer zone, but it's there. A ceasefire, mind you, was signed February 12th. Did we forget about that? So mostly the fighting has stayed in that zone, but the towns and the villages around there are getting destroyed. Roofs are caving in, artillery smashing into the side of homes. They have pockmarks on the side of it. And the fighting was nonstop. There were drones and you name it, and it's there. So it's a very strange, if anything, it's a very strange coexistence, right? It's like trench warfare, as someone was trying to describe to me. There's trenches. And then there's grenades being thrown. There's things being launched back and forth. So it's not done by any stretch of the imagination. Let's put it that way. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is worth giving the fire hose moment for. There is a thing called pride and college rivalries. Whether you went to college or not, if there's a college in your area, especially a big-time Division I college, usually you adopt it because you start to talk about, you're just curious. You want to know, did the football team win? What happened? I haven't lived anywhere where people did not identify in some way with the college football team. I haven't lived anywhere, including Kearney, Nebraska, and it is pronounced Kearney. One time someone said, it's Kearney. No, it's Kearney, Nebraska. I lived there. And you had Kearney State that was there. And Kearney State was not a great big sports program. But still, you betcha, there was conversation about who was doing what. So, college football. I mean, here we go. It's the start of college football. And I think there are some people that are pretty excited about that as to who's going to go where and what team finishes on top. Is it going to be Ohio State again? Is it going to be Auburn? Is it going to be, you know, pick a school? Is it going to be TCU? What school ends up on top? And we don't know because it kicks off on Thursday night. So because it's kicking off on Thursday night, the following Tuesday, so next Tuesday, we start our Nail the Score contest, which means you, yes, you, could be the big-time winner and clear the America Tonight prize closet. Can you imagine? I'm not saying there's a ton of prizes in there, by the way, because it's been cleared over the years. There's some good things in there. I think the bragging rights are so huge, though. To me, bragging rights are key. So maybe you'll have the bragging rights once we get into the regular season. And since we're talking about that for a quick second, and that'll be, by the way, next Tuesday, second hour, last segment. Call in, give us a scoring guess of whatever the game is, and voila, there you go. Tom Brady, will he or won't he be in the game next week? Will he play for the Patriots against the Steelers? The answer is we don't know. A judge is deciding it. No decision yet. Could come in the next one or two or 3 days. Could happen. Will happen. It's just a question of what it is. And I have a feeling he could split the difference or just evaporate it, which would be really wild. And I don't know that I see that happening. So it'll be interesting to watch the kickoff of the football season this year in the NFL, because we have definitely some question marks, some things that we cannot answer. All right, I feel compelled to, as I said, the fire hose thing, to swing into a couple of other gems on the day, including the fact that this is huge, in the Monmouth poll, you have Dr. Ben Carson tying Trump in Iowa. Wow. I mean, that's big news because Trump has been head and shoulders above everybody else. Now, suddenly, Ben Carson is at the top of the polls. So if you look at it, you've got both of them with 23%. Followed by, shockingly, the former Hewlett-Packard CEO, Carly Fiorina, with 10%, Ted Cruz from Texas, 9%, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker with 7%. After that, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, 5%. Ohio Governor John Kasich with 4%. Senator Rubio with 4%. Senator Rand Paul with 3%. And then it goes from there. So how about that? It's the first time in a poll of note that any of the first four nominating states has not shown Trump with a huge lead, with a nominal lead. And if you think about this, last month, Scott Walker, was the front runner, the governor of Wisconsin, was the front runner in Iowa, with Trump and Carson trailing. But now he's plummeted. I mean, 15%, that's incredible. 15%. I mean, that's a huge swing. Needless to say, on the 16th of December, we have another debate coming up. So that means something could dramatically change between now and then. So you could see that the poll flips a little bit. But I don't see anybody at the bottom of the pack unless they have an incredible debate and all of a sudden they catch fire again, just going all the way up the poll, coming all the way back and around again. Don't see it. And then there's this. 244 immigrants have been rounded up in Southern California. ICE did a big sweep. Whenever they do those kind of sweeps, notice they always have television cameras around them. They're happy to see that, to have that footage shown. Most of the people that they rounded up were in the country illegally. They had at least one felony conviction. But one of the challenges is, because of state and local laws, more people who are potentially deportable with criminal histories are being released onto the street instead of being turned over to ICE, they say. But this sweep was incredibly successful. Of the people that were taken into custody, 191 of the number I said were from Mexico. The others were from 21 other countries, including France, Peru, Thailand. How about that? Deport the criminals. I mean, without a doubt, come on. Get rid of the criminals. That's one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree on. Might not agree with what to do with the border, absolutely agree with the situation with illegals. And illegals with criminal records. That's the specifics of it. Criminal record, out of here. Especially something violent. Not acceptable. All right, and we top things off with, because you always have to top things off, right? With this sad story that somebody sent me a link to. They're saying that, you know, you have all those seagulls. A lot of you might have just had a little vacation with the family or just ran down the shore because you live near a beach. They say with seabirds, seagulls, etc., as many as 9 out of 10, any seabirds, have pieces of plastic in their guts. They figure about 29% of seabirds had swallowed plastic in the past. But now there's this Australian team of scientists who have studied birds and marine debris, flotsam, I like that name, flotsam, for decades, and they use computer models and all that. And they found that the problem with plastics in the ocean is, with the world making more stuff, you have more plastic. So as you get that plastic going, then it ends up in the guts of these birds. Wow. Because birds mistake plastic bits for fish eggs. So they swoop down, they get it, and it's not. Ugh. All right, on that depressing note, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Yeah. Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Turn for the exits here for this hour of America Tonight. One of the things that we used to do a ton on this show, and it's worth doing it again, I think, is news you can abuse. We were talking about some strange things that are going on, some funny things often that are happening across the land, and not just here in the United States. But how about this? Thousands of bicyclists in different stages of undress have pedaled their way around the city of Philadelphia to promote fuel conservation and positive body image. Philly and positive body image, since I grew up there, just right over the bridge, don't seem to go hand in hand to me. I mean, I'm not knocking my brothers and sisters, but how about that? It was a 12-mile ride through the city. and it's part of that World Naked Bike Ride movement. They go through Rittenhouse Square. Doesn't that sound like it? You know, Rittenhouse Square sounds like the Hoi Polloi Plus. Down to City Hall, Chinatown, crowds were screaming, taking photos, all that kind of stuff. And it was on Saturday. So you had people with sporting masks, underwear, body paint, glitter, or nothing at all. You had some people that just wore their shoes. Could you ride a bike with just your shoes? I mean, you could, but would you? It's the seventh year they've done it, the Philly Naked Bike Ride, and about 3,000 people participated in it. And I love that people were cheering them on. Go, you naked rider, you go. I'm voting for you to make it to the finish line. Wow. When you think of dirty cars, what do you think of when you think of dirty cars? Is your car dirty? Are you the kind of person that likes to have that car washed, shined, the whole thing? You know what? I'm not obsessive, but I don't like a filthy, dirty car, especially in the inside. Well, in Los Angeles, think of the drought. In L.A., the county leaders wash cars 2 to 3 times a week. In fact, mostly 3. Multiple car washes. Despite the fact that you have the governor, Jerry Brown, telling people they can't do things like that, but the people who represent don't care. They're doing it anyway. It's called Stop the Drop. They're telling people to even make sure you turn every single thing off. So you have supervisors that, I guess, can either collect a car allowance or have the county buy them a car, which is washed, maintained, and kept fueled at, yes, you guessed it, the taxpayer expense. I love that they busted them. They did a big expose in Los Angeles. The Daily News did it, I guess. And they even tracked some of the people that there were two supervisors that had their SUVs washed by the workers at least 2 or 3 times a week. That's ridiculous. So they go in 5 days, 3 of the 5 days, they're getting the car washed. Yeah. I mean, give me a break. I need my car washed again. Everybody else is withering around because of the drought, killing everything. Over 12 million trees. Farmers have 500,000 acres of land that is fallow. Mountains have no snow to melt to replenish the streams and reservoirs. But we are washing. We are your politicians, and we are washing our cars as much as we want, and you're going to wash them for us, because that's what happens. They send the car out. They're not going through a wash. I mean, you know, come on. Give me a break. You didn't think that was happening, did you? How about this? The owner of a Southern California golf club who raised, this is the key word, a stink by spreading chicken manure on the course has agreed to pay $100,000 to air pollution regulators. Yeah. Air pollution regulators, because of, again, the stinky chicken manure. 5 tons of raw chicken manure spread on a closed course. Oh, boy, that wouldn't be good to be having a house near there, I do have to say. It's supposed to enhance the landscaping, but some people thought it was put there to annoy residents who fought the plans to build hundreds of homes on the property. We'll show you. We're in a drought. This is what we're going to do. We're going to say we're putting this chicken manure out there. So leave us alone. That's what we'll do. I wouldn't like to live next to that. You know, it's just so random who you live next to, isn't it? How about this? An elementary school teacher who was allowed to keep his job despite being late for work how many times? Not once, twice, 3 times, dozen times. 111 times in 2 years. You know what he said? Hey, teacher, why are you late 111 times? Because I got to eat breakfast. He said he had a bad habit of eating breakfast in the morning. He lost track of time. This is a guy who had a $90,000 a year job, and he was late in the most recent school year 46 times. In the previous school year, 65 times. An arbitrator, though, found that the district failed to provide this teacher with due process by not providing him with a formal notice of inefficiency or giving him 90 days to correct his failings before terminating his employment. Even the governor, Chris Christie, referenced the case on Friday in a tweet saying, "Think I'm too tough on the teachers union? This is what we're dealing with in New Jersey." He returns to school in January, and he says he's going to be early. Oh, and you know what? He gets paid this whole time. So he gets paid. They boot him out. He gets the arbitrator. They go through the jumping jacks of that. And it doesn't matter in the end. Oh, this is in Roosevelt Elementary School in New Brunswick. 111. Arnold Anderson. His name is Arnold Anderson. My goodness. I'd never get a break like that. Would you get a break like that? You know, the classic dog ate my homework thing. As a kid, it never even worked for me as a kid, so I never tried it. I wasn't big on tall tales in that way because it never worked. It worked for everyone else. It would never work for me. Never. I only one time, and it didn't even work. And I think because I was honest, the teacher was just like, everyone, all these kids are making up tales. I'm letting her go. You had to have your parents, remember, sign your homework. And sometimes they had to just sign your spelling or whatever it is on the side of the paper, on the side of your composition notebook. And I think that was the case. It was like second grade. And my mother had to sign it. Of course, I didn't get an A. I forget. I think it was like a B minus, because we had minuses and pluses, and I didn't want her to know, oh, B minus, no, B minus, second grade child. So I faked the signature, because I was sweating it out. I faked the signature, and I signed all over the page like three or four times, and I think I don't even know why I said that, what I said as to why there was three signatures on the page, but because I never did that kind of stuff, and it wasn't like I got an F, she just let it go, because everybody else was making up extreme, crazy, tall tales. Crazy. And I had launched off into that because of the lateness, the excuses of the lateness. I have to eat my breakfast. I have to. All right, how about this? Two men jumped into a canal at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas because they could not swim. They had to be rescued and hospitalized. Wow. Why jump in if you don't know how to swim? I don't get it. I've seen it. I've been there, the canal. I mean, what made them jump? The police were called and one, in fact, they were both, they were unable to swim, they were pulled from the water, they were both transported and in critical condition. They don't know if it was a dare or what it was. Ooh. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Thanks so much to Patrick Egdorf for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.